Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dámy i pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodine u Priašovi. Dnes je nedíľa 23. maja a ja jem Dean Polovka. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Russin FM, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, May 23rd, 2021. Today we're going to focus on Lemkovina, and that is because Friday, the 21st, was the birthday of Nikifor. Some of you know who Nikifor is, many of you don't. I will explain who he is in just a few minutes. We're going to start with Ate Mila, and you, my love, and Chum Dup Nezelenly. Hey, tree, why aren't you green? We'll get back in a few minutes on Nikifor.
Знали, кто защебетали мене, молодого,
Even though this radio broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. Looking through statistics, I see that I have visitors and listeners from around the world, most people from America, but I do get a lot. There's some in Australia, Ireland, Slovakia, Poland, Ukraine. We need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to keep this running. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com.
Сон приходит перед бурей, спи уж, засни, бобо, тілко стежок, тілко дорі, шитки перед тобо, тілко стежок, тілко дорі, шитки перед тобо. Цілий відуш отпотива, дрімле хмарка сива, небо спидуш, сонце спидуш, і місяток зіва, небо спидуш, сонце спидуш, і місяток зіва. Спи, драгоцінносте моя, як і ти богатий, ситко твоє, гнезка твої, звізди, як дукати. Ситко твоє, гнезка твої, звізди, як дукат. Двигне личка заран-рано, сонечко кохане, молодіцьки і златіцьки, новий день настане. Молодіцьки і златіцьки, новий день настане. Але щоб заран стати настрічу сонечку, треба спати, міцно спати, маленький чоловечку. Треба спати, міцно спати, маленький чоловечку.
On today's program, as mentioned, we are playing selections from Lemkovina, and we're doing that in honor of the 126th birthday of Nikifor. Last Friday, May 21st, was the 126th anniversary of the birth of the famous Lemko Naive painter, Nikifor. Born as Epifan Drovniak, Nikifor was born on May 21st, 1895 in Krynica, Austria-Hungary, in Nowy Sącz County, in today's southeastern section of Poland. Nikifor painted over 40,000 pictures on anything he could get his hands on, sheets of paper, pages of a notebook, cigarette cartons, whatever he could get. Many of his pictures were self-portraits or scenic pictures of Krynica, as well as churches and other religious pictures. It wasn't until later in life that he became well known as a naive painter. For most of his life, he lived alone in extreme poverty in Krynica and was considered mentally challenged. He had difficulty speaking and was almost illiterate. It was not until his later years it was discovered that his tongue was in fact attached to his palate, causing his speech to be unintelligible to most people. In 1930, his first paintings were discovered by Ukrainian painter Roman Turin, who brought them to Paris. However, World War II prevented Nikifor from gaining much popular notoriety. In 1947, Nikifor was forcibly resettled during Aksja Wisła to Szczecin in northern Poland. Twice he returned home on foot, and twice more he was deported. On his third attempt to return home, Nikifor was allowed to stay in Krynica. In 1960, Nikifor met Marian Wojcinski, a painter living in Krynica. The latter decided to devote his career and life to helping the elderly artist and promoted his works in the major galleries of Poland. This led to a large and successful exhibition in Warsaw at the Zacheta Art Gallery. In the last 10 years of his life, Nikifor became famous. Many exhibitions of his work were organized. Dozens of publications have been published in many languages. Documentaries have been filmed, and poems by prominent poets have been written. He was admitted to the Association of Polish Artists as an honorary member. Even through this prominence, Nikifor never changed his lifestyle. Painting was hard work for him, and he painted to his last days. Nikifor died on October 10th, 1968, at a nursing home in Folusz near Jasło. He is buried in the cemetery in Krynica, not far from the Lemko Orthodox Church of St. Vladimir. The name and surname Nikifor have been a matter of dispute for over half a century, as he had no known relatives or documents and was almost illiterate. He signed his works with the name Nikifor, Netifor, or Matejko. In 1962, the communist authorities in Poland arbitrarily chose the name Nikifor Krynicki so that a passport could be issued for him. This act was declared null by a court in 2003, following a statement by the Lemko Association of Poland. The court identified documents which stated that Nikifor was baptized Epifan Drovniak, and his mother was Eudokia Drovniak, a Lemko woman. Following the court ruling, the name on his grave in Krynica's cemetery was altered. His tombstone now bears two names, Epifan Drovniak in Cyrillic and Nikifor Krynicki in Latin. In 1995, the Romanowka Villa in Krynica, a restored traditional villa built in the mid-19th century, became home of the Nowy Sącz Regional Museum, which is devoted to the works of Nikifor. The Nikifor Museum showcases over 200 of Nikifor's pieces, including numerous works from the interwar period, which is commonly believed to be the best artistic period in his life. The paintings in the museum have been selected and arranged in such a way so as to present all of the periods of Nikifor's work, all of the techniques, as well as thematic characteristics of his painting, while exhibiting the most valuable works in terms of their artistic value. And if you go onto the internet and look up Nikifor Krynicki or Epifan Drovniak, you will find many different references and examples of his work. Also, if you go to YouTube and do the same thing, you will find the different documentaries that were produced on Nikifor, as well as contemporary Lemko artists and people from southeastern Poland around Krynica talk about Nikifor. Yes, it's in Polish, and some of it's in Lemko. I'm not sure if they have subtitles, but go ahead on the internet and look up Nikifor Krynicki or Epifan Drovniak.
siaczku z wecera do rana, bo spania nie ma. Prysął listok, z autra rukowania na my uczekam. Otwór mi ma myła okieneczko. Jeszcze raz prytulu twoje lyczko. Poczekajnia, dwa meci łyroczki, moja frajreczko. Ja zośpiwą mruku jut, ja muszę i ty. Z rodyczami, z bratom i z sestrą się rozuczy ty. Promene się mamko, nie staraj te. Lędy mi na mył, bo zirdaj te. Ja wam z winy listok wnet napiszu, dobry się majte. Od drugi rik do ho czekała. Jak uju ty myła, żeby znała. Ty i tak promenę była stara. Nebelku, ty roky mało, czu to ta moja prawa. Jak uju ty myła, żeby znała.
And mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of the rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free at 1-800-722-4428, 1-800-722-4428. The next installment of the Carpatha Russin Society virtual series, Let's Talk Russin Genealogy, will take place on Wednesday, June 9th, from 7:30 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This next installment will feature Barb Popovich and her topic, Russin Genealogy Research in Poland. This information will be important to anyone having ancestors in southeastern Poland, Lemkowina, and Galicia. It will cover many online locations to search for birth, marriage, and death records. Registration is required, and registration will close on June 8th. So that is the CRS virtual series, Let's Talk Russin Genealogy, with Barb Popovich, Wednesday, June 9th, Russin Genealogy Research in Poland. To register, go to our webpage, c-rs.org, look for events and our events. c-rs.org, events, our events.
Wszystkim dobry, wszystkim dobry, lem na na, lem na na. Wszystkim majut młody baby, lem jane, jane. Wszystkim majut młody baby, lem jane, jane. Не оженил Андрасу, Андрасу. Кет пил литра, пали ночки, до стола приносут. Кет пил литра, пали ночки, до стола приносут. Борг продавала, что нам то ту паленочку на борг продавала. Я умерла, наиспочивак, шкода же не жиє, бо ща веце паленочки на борг уж не пиє. Бо щавеце паленочки на борг уж не пиє.
Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russin Society Heritage Program. We hope you enjoyed our focus today on Lemkowina songs, as well as historic focus on Epifan Drovniak, better known as Nikifor. Join us again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM for another broadcast. Don't forget that you can listen to our archives any time of the day or night by visiting our media page. Go to c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatha Russin Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tyžden. Zbohom.
zozula. Kai ku ku ku. Zašto ja trpim taku muku?
Sa Rusinjev Amerika.